Chef Arthur Potts Dawson has opened a series of trailblazing restaurants.
Pick up! Come on! Keep coming now. This is all going to come up. I got one.
But now he's opening a very different kind of business.
God, I can't believe it.
Arthur's appalled by the way the big supermarkets operate, so he wants to change the way Britain shops for food.
Who would expect this much waste?
75% of the food we buy comes from just four massive supermarket chains. They've taken over our high streets and control our food supply. Now Arthur wants to reclaim the high street by opening a people's supermarket. Along the way, he'll discover what the supermarket giants really do to get their food so cheaply. But if his shop's going to take off, Arthur will have to persuade people to work in it unpaid. And get enough people to join.
That's what I'm aiming for.
Who'll be willing to part with their hard-earned cash to buy stock for the shelves. But will they be able to run a supermarket?
I'd put a tomato through, wrong, but for £1,600.
Will they share the same ideals? And will they choose to shop in the people's supermarket rather than its rivals? Can Arthur's dream of a supermarket that's owned and run by the people change how Britain shops for food? Chef Arthur Potts Dawson is on the hunt for the perfect site to open a supermarket that'll bring local people together and reclaim a high street. 4 months ago, this independent supermarket in central London went bust. It couldn't compete when new branches of Sainsbury's, Tesco's and Waitrose opened, all within a 10-minute walk. Arthur's been searching for a landlord prepared to take a risk on his idea for almost a year. In the same time, Tesco and Sainsbury's will have opened more than 300 new stores. Arthur's found a site he thinks is perfect. But can he win it in the face of the competition? While Arthur works on his bid, it's back to his day job, running a group of London restaurants.
And what have we decided to do for the lunchtime tray for August?
At his restaurants, Arthur was determined to take a new approach to food waste. While most London restaurants have two collections of rubbish a day, Arthur's has just one a month. The rest is used to grow food. He's successfully challenged how restaurants operate. But now Arthur's got the supermarket giants in his sights.